Shalom to all! Today we're learning the Kalim Perek Test, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah we're learning the Mishnah Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezech Revenge, Zivig Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Machatoy Tabas, Shinimsu bin Chushte Shal Tanur. We have a needle or a ring that's set into the floor of the oven. This is basically the base of the oven, and this needle or ring was set into it. Nirin Avala Yotzin, it was visible, meaning when you look into the oven, you can see it, but it's not actually protruding into the airspace of the oven. And this needle or ring are Tamei. So Im Oif is a Batzeg Vunagabahen, and when he puts dough into the oven, it touches his needle or ring, which means it does sink in a little bit to the floor of the oven, touching his needle or ring, tamei, so it's going to be tamei. But if it doesn't sink in, so it's not tamei. Now, based on Basik Amru, regarding what type of dough did they say this about, Babatek Abenini, an average dough, not something which is very liquidy, which is obviously going to sink into the crack that's there and definitely touch it, and not something that's very dry, which doesn't move at all. A similar case, Nimsu Tfeil Stanur, Mokov Tzmen Pasil. This ring or needle, we're just going to say ring, it's easier than saying both of them. So let's say the ring was set into the Tfeil Stanur, which we know already means the insulation part of the oven that's on the outside of it. It's like the thick layer of clay that was put for insulation, and the ring was there, and the oven also had tzmid pasil, and had this tight cover on top of it. And another important factor that the Mishnah does not speak out is that this oven is in an oil hames. It's in a room or a house that also has a corpse in it, and we know that everything there becomes tamei unless it's a kli that's mukav tzmid pasil. So says the Mishnah, im b'tamei tmein. If the oven is tamei, so then the ring is also tamei. The way the oven would be tamei is if this cover is not really sealed properly. But im b'tahar, if it's tahar, which means the cover is sealed properly, tahirin and the tahar, that's because the ring, even though it's on the outside of the oven, it's just on the insulation part, it's still considered to be part of the oven, and therefore if the oven's tahar, because again it has a sealed cover, so the ring is tahar as well. Another example, nimsu magufas chavis. Let's say the ring is in the plug of a barrel. These are plugs or corks, if you will, into their barrels to seal them up, and the way these were designed is as follows. There's a little bit that went into the opening of the barrel, and then as opposed to our corks for our wine bottles like we have nowadays, which just go straight up, this magufa, this plug, also extended out towards the side. And so the ring is in this magufa, mitzi deha. If it's on the side of the plug, tmeimsin, it's tamei, that's because this part of the plug, the sides, the wings, if you will, they're not absolutely necessary for the actual plug itself. Therefore, this ring is considered to be in the oil hames, and it's not part of the plug, which is part of the barrel. However, mikineged piha, if it's in the part of the magufa, which is corresponding to the mouth, which will, let's say, be in the upper part of our cork, that would just be the example that you could think about to get a picture of it. So tahirimsin, they're tar, because that's a necessary part of the magufa, so it's considered to be part of the chavis, and since it's sealing it, it's not makabel toma in the oil hames. What about the following? Nirin b'soicha aval lo la'avira. Let's say it's seen from within it, but it's not in its airspace. In other words, this magufa is interesting. It actually doesn't go into the barrel. It rests on top of it, and right at the bottom of the magufa is this ring. It's set into the magufa, but you could still see it from the outside, but it's not in the airspace of the barrel. So tyrin, it's still tahar. Also, shekin b'soicha v'tachatem klipas hashom, if it's set into it, meaning it's already inside the top of the barrel, but there's even a thin layer of the magufa that's covering it, even if it's so thin, it's like klipas hashom, the peel of garlic, which is very thin, tahirim is still tahar, because it's considered to be completely covered by the magufa, and it's not makabel toma. On to another Mishnah, continue to discuss this case of a barrel that's inside an oil hames, chavis shimalei mashkin tahirim. We have a barrel that's full of tahar liquid, let's say it's full of tahar wine, umeinekes besaicha, and it has a spout in it. Mukavis smid pasil, it has a sealed cover on top of it, unasuna b'oil hames, and it's in this oil hames. Beishame says, hachavis v'mashkin tahirim, the barrel and the liquid inside are tahar umeinekes tamea, but the meinekes, the spout, is tamei, and that's because it's metal, and the only thing which is saved, because it has a sealed cover, is something that you're not able to be metaher. But the spout, since it's made out of metal, you could be metaher it, so it's actually not saved, and it's tamei. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel argues and says, af meinekes tahara, even the spout is tahar. However, chazur Beis Hillel harzkin Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel went back, and they ended up paskening and agreeing to Beis Shammai because of their svara. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow on Mishnah Gimel and Dalid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.